This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is scheduled to begin in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament.
Operation Sindoor par charcha karne ke liye tayar hai. Special discussion on terrorist attack in Pahalgam and in response to that, the Operation Sindoor carried out by Indian Armed Forces. Is pe hum charcha karenge. Sarkar ne agree pehle din se kiya hai. Monday se Lok Sabha mein 16 hours ke liye Operation Sindoor par charcha hogi aur Tuesday ko Rajya Sabha mein phir 16 ghante ke liye Operation Sindoor par charcha hogi.
At least 2 people lost their lives and 17 people were injured in a stampede-like situation after an electric wire fell on a tin shed in Oneshwar Mahadev Temple in Uttar Pradesh, Barabanki early this morning. The incident happened while devotees had lined up for darshan on the third Monday of the holy month of Sawan. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the incident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for the injured. The Chief Minister has also announced ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the bereaved families. Barabanki District Magistrate Shashank Tripathi said that devotees had gathered here for darshan on the third Monday of Sawan. Some monkeys jumped onto the overhead electric wires, causing them to fall onto the tin shed. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has ordered a magistral probe into Mansa Devi Temple stampede in Haridwar. Haridwar's additional district magistrate has been assigned the task of conducting a probe into the incident and submit a report within 15 days. Speaking to reporters in Haridwar, Mr. Dhami said the stampede broke out at the Mansa Devi Temple because of a rumour and those responsible for spreading it will face strict action. United States and the European Union have finalized a comprehensive trade deal that places a 15% tariff on most EU goods entering the US. US President Donald Trump and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen announced last night that they have reached a deal to end a transatlantic tariff standoff and avert a full-blown trade war. President Trump said that it is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity.
This started months ago, this negotiation. So we knew pretty much what we were getting into, and we were able to make a deal that's very satisfactory to both sides. So it's a very powerful deal. It's a very big deal.
The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia will meet in Malaysia today for talks aimed at resolving a deadly border dispute. Thai Acting Prime Minister Phum Thum Vichayachey will lead Bangkok's delegation, while Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet is also expected to attend the talks. Meanwhile, the death toll in Thailand-Cambodia border clashes has risen to over 30, with several others injured. The US administration has confirmed that the August 1st deadline for imposing reciprocal tariffs remains unchanged, with no plans for an extension. Speaking to the media last night, US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick ruled out any possibility of a delay. He further affirmed that there would be no additional grace periods. So far, European Union, Britain, Vietnam, Indonesia, the Philippines and Japan have signed trade agreements with the Trump administration ahead of next week's deadline. At least 3 people died and several others were injured when a regional passenger train derailed in a wooded area in southwestern Germany yesterday. Indian equity benchmarks opened lower today amid mixed global cues, persistent foreign fund outflows and cautious investor sentiment. The 30-share index Sensex was down by around 146 points, trading at 81,307, while the Nifty slapped 27 points to trade at 24,810. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. The weather agency said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase. And that is the end of this news bulletin.